Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome each and everyone who'll be watching today by internet with a wonderful hand of applause in his house. Now, to those of you who watch us by internet, we have been off the air for a few weeks. I had an accident a few weeks ago. I was in my garage and I was actually working. Ha ha. But I missed a step going into my house and fell and broke my arm here in several different places. Was in the hospital a week, and I'm in recovery mode, but I'm getting stronger, getting better every week. But we would appreciate your prayers. And again, welcome to our congregation, Nicole Baptist Church. We love you and thank you for being a part. All right, here we go. As we take our scriptures and take our Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 7. Now, as I said before we went on the internet, Satan loves to stay on our back. Look here. James says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Did you see that? Bow your heads with me, please. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, bless these moments together as we break the bread of life. We thank you for God's word and how powerful it is. Father, we need Satan to flee us. We need him off our backs. And Father, we need your word today. Bless this church, this great congregation, and those who will be watching by internet today, that Father, we can simply say to Satan, flee, leave. And according to your word, he will leave us alone. Father, what's the advice after? May your scripture come alive on the page today as we continue our series on spiritual warfare. It's a war. It's a battle that's in every home on every level. But God, we're going to win because you've sent your son Jesus for us. Father, again, we love you today. May your word become powerful. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said, amen. All right. Before we get to, and he will flee you, there's something here. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. If you don't do this, don't you worry about the rest of it. Because I can tell Satan all day long, leave me alone. He's going to laugh at my face. Because here's what he's going to say to me. He's going to say, you do not have the power. I am stronger than you. So hang on, because I'm going to get on your back, in your front, in your mind, in your conscience, in your family, in your billfold, in your temper, in your temperament, because I'm here to stay. Now, what are we going to do about that? I want you to look at something. Submit yourselves, you as an individual, therefore to God. How do you do this? First of all, you accept Jesus Christ. How do I submit to something if I don't believe in it? If I don't believe in its authority? Jesus died for you. Everything that you do is because Jesus loves you and is willing to forgive you if you will simply say, Jesus, come in to my heart. No matter what you've done, where you're at or what you're doing. If you are sincere and you invite Jesus into your heart, he's going to come into your heart and change your life. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Now, once you do that, there are several things you need to do. I've said this over and over and over and over again. Number one, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, find you a church. A church that you love, a church that you respect, a pastor that's preaching the Word of God, and people that will love you. Get in that church. Get involved. Number two, get you a Bible, find you a translation that you can understand, and begin to study your Bible. Not just reading it for reading's sake, but to study it. And then begin to develop your prayer life. Your prayer life begins by just simply saying, Jesus, forgive me. I am a sinner. And come into my life. From that point, you begin to say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Give me the strength to live for you. Give me the power to witness for you. Give me the guidance that I need. That's worth more than $1 million, that advice. It's absolutely life-changing. Give a hand of applause in his house. Now, when you do that, then the scripture becomes alive. This is why I'm trying to teach this to you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Once you do that, then the scripture goes, resist the devil. You cannot do this till you've done that. Scripture has a way of coming. One plus one equals two. When I submit to the Lord, I begin to study his word, find me a church, attend that church, begin my prayer life. I'm submitting, therefore, to God. Now I have the power to do this. Resist the devil. When I resist him, here's what I'm doing. I'm saying, leave me alone. But you've got to take it one step farther. Leave me alone in the name of Jesus. And you got to do it. You got to say it. You got to mean it. Because it starts with you. Then when I can get Satan off my back, now listen to this very closely. Then I can begin to help others get Satan off their back. How can I help somebody that's drowning if I can't swim? I have to learn to swim. Once I can swim, I can help somebody else that's drowning. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? We're in a world of people that are drowning. I'm asking you to learn to swim spiritually so that you can get out here and help save the rest of the world through the name of Jesus that are drowning in sin every day because Satan is on their back. If you are swimming, it's hard enough just to keep yourself afloat. Put something on your back. See how hard it is to keep yourself afloat. Can you imagine if you're out there swimming and all of a sudden somebody muscular like me got on your back? Can you imagine that? Trying to carry me around? But let me give you a hint. In water, I'm light. Let me tell you something, folks, the formula works. There's nothing anything complicated about this, because here's what happens. Resist the devil, and he will. Not might. He will flee from you. Now, the real crux of this thing is he will flee from you until when? Watch this closely. This is daily. Every day. This is not a Sunday deal. This is 24 hours, 7 days a week. Because the moment that you stop this, guess who comes back? And he brings a few friends with him called demons. They love to get on your back too. They love to get on your back, get in your brain, get in your temperament, get in your mouth. Oh, yeah, get in your attitude. Oh, brings out the best in you, doesn't it? Huh? Or brings out the worst in you? What's it do? Satan will leave you alone as long as you're fellowshipping with God every day. You take a day, you leave God out of your life. You take a day, you don't read God's word. You take a day, you don't pray. You take weeks that you don't go to church. Next thing you know, that monkey's on your back again. He's in your heart. He's in your conscience. He's in everything about you. And then you get frustrated. Then you get mad. Then you get angry. Oh, that's wonderful. But what you need to do when this happens is called repent. When you repent, this is what you're doing. You get the teaching? Do you understand that? We need God's people. We need a church full of people. We need preachers who are repenting every day. Get off of my back, Satan, because I am a child of God. And today, I'm going to act like it. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. All right, here we go. Draw nigh, here comes the advice. I want you to see the verbs that's in this. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Simple, isn't it? The closer you get to God, the closer he gets to you. Anybody got any problem with that? You see the math? Easy. How do you draw to God? Huh? Go to church. Read his word. You pray over and over and over. You hear that. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Because the more he's close to me, this one's got to go. You get that? The closer Jesus is with me, Satan has to go. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Cleanse your hands. When I was in the hospital, every time those people come in my room, they washed their hands. I never see, they got to go through more soap than anything I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they washed, they washed, they washed, they washed. Why? Because the greatest enemy that any hospital has on this planet is something called germs, and it kills people if it's not under control. And that is what they're preaching to the nurses and the doctors and the people that clean these hospital rooms, is that you wash, you wash, you wash. Because how they heal you is to get rid of the germs. So how do we get healed spiritually? We get rid of the germ. How do we do it? Don't you love the picture? Cleanse your hands. Wash your hands of Satan. My mother said to me one time, she said, I wash my hands of you. If you quit acting like your father. I don't know what I was doing, but I was acting like my father. She had done washed her hands of him several years earlier. Now, what that phrase means, it means just simply, I've done all I can do. You're on your own. Let me tell you something, folks, there comes a time when God says, I'm here. I've done all I can do. You've got to make up your mind. What do you want? You want Satan on your back, or you want me in your heart? What do you want? There's a choice there to make. It's a choice. You got to make it. There comes a time when you got to be an adult. There comes a time when I've done all I can do for you. I wash my hands. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Don't mean I don't care for you. But you're out of sight. You're out of mind. You're an adult. You've grown up. Whether you're acting like one, that's a different story. I didn't say you was acting like an adult. I'm just saying you are an adult. And there comes a time when I've done all I can do. There comes a time when God says, I've done all I can do. I gave my son for you. It's your choice. But there comes a time in life when you decide that you wash your hands of Satan and get him off your back. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And purify your heart, you double-minded. Double-minded means one day I'm one way, one day I'm the next. Oh, my lands, I could preach on this forever. You ever met anybody like that? One day they're in one mood, the next day they're in another. 5 minutes in a good mood, 10 minutes in a bad mood. You don't know whether to say hello or duck. And it's not, you know, and we tease a lot. We say it's a woman thing. It's not a woman thing. It's not a man thing. It's a human thing. It's right? You understand? How do I do that? What is this? Double-minded. It means I can't make up my mind. See, choices in life determine how we turn out. Really listen to me, young people. Choices in life tell us how we turn out. Does it mean we can't change? Does it mean we can't be forgiven? Everybody here has made bad decisions. Ain't nobody in here holier than thou. There's nobody in here perfect. So don't act like it. But what you have to understand, you're a product of the decisions that you've made in life. Hopefully you've learned by your bad choices. But what you have to become is not double-minded, which means one day you're for Satan, next day you're for Jesus. Today I think I'm going to live for Satan. Tomorrow I may live for Jesus. It doesn't work that way. It means you're double-minded. Make up your mind. Joshua told the people, he said, today, this moment, you make a choice. Who you going to serve? But as for me and my house, we will serve God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here's some good advice. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turning to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Sometimes with other folks, we don't take Satan seriously. We laugh at him a little bit. We think sometimes life is funny and we make a little mistake and we say a little word or we tell a little joke or we do this, we do that, and we all think it's cute. God says, it's not cute to me. Because the next thing you know, giggle becomes a laugh. The next thing you know, and I'm not saying that laughter is not good. I like to laugh. I like to hear a good, clean joke. My cameraman tells me some wonderful jokes. It's good to laugh. There's nothing wrong with that, people. Nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time, folks, that I need to stop laughing because it's getting serious. World's getting serious. Sin's getting serious. And before I can turn to God, I need to shut up laughing and look at my life. And sometimes I need to say with tears down my cheek, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And I mean it. It's not a joke. Jesus was not a joke. The cross was not a joke. Satan's not a joke. Hell is not a joke. this is serious business. There comes a time when you got to grow up and understand and say, Father, I am sorry. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Look at this. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Submit, resist, draw, cleanse, purify, mourn, humble. You see these words? They're action words. They're choice words. You make a choice. How you live, what you do, where you go, what you say. Are you listening by internet? There's choices in life. But no matter what choice you've made, if you're humble, look at this, yourselves in the sight of the Lord. What is the sight of the Lord? Anywhere I'm at. I can be in jail. I can be in bed. I can be in a hospital. I can be on my knees. I can be in the closet. I can be in a bar. I can be anywhere. That when I decide to turn my life around, when I call upon Jesus and humble myself, the sight of the Lord is anywhere within the sound of my voice. It doesn't get any better than that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And when I do that, here's the last teaching of this series for this moment. And he shall lift you up. Because something happens to us, folks, when we get into sin. I want you to listen to me very closely. Something begins to take place. In psychology, we call it guilt. There's not a person here that doesn't know what that feeling's like to be guilty. Satan sometimes wants to use that feeling and say, you know, you're no good. You're useless. You know, God can't love you. Jesus can't love you. You're too rotten, too sinful. You've done too much. You're just low down good for nothing. Why don't you just live out your day and just have a good time the best you can and then hang it up? You'd be surprised how people of this world, under the right circumstance, listen to that nonsense. Listen to me closely, because it's nonsense. I don't care where you're at or what you're doing, Jesus loves you, can turn your life around. And all you have to do is humble yourself, and he will take you out of the deepest hole, the dirtiest gutter, and lift you up and change your life. Woo! Everyone in this audience and everybody that's watching can give that testimony. There's nobody perfect. We are all simply sinners saved by amazing grace. Give the Lord one more hand of applause. Let us stand, please. Father, in the precious and holy, holy name of Jesus, your power is in this place. The Holy Spirit in its presence is in this place. To those who may be watching by internet, no matter where you're at, the power of God is right there beside you. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I realize that. And I want to be saved. Jesus, I don't know your Bible. I don't know your scripture. But I know, and I feel it in my heart, that you love me. And no matter where you're at across this globe or in this world, if you'll say that, I promise you Jesus will come into your life, change your life, and change it for eternity. To those in this congregation, how much I love you. It's decision time. It's commitment time. We're in the last days of this church age. Jesus is coming. I believe with all of my heart, he's in the chariot and he's just waiting for God to say, go get my people. Are you ready? Are you ready? In a moment, we're going to open this altar for you. If you're here today and you're lost, we're going to invite you to come and accept Jesus Christ. I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to welcome you into the kingdom of God. If you're here today and you just need a quiet time at this altar to talk to the Lord, you come. You can come even as I'm praying. It's life-changing. The time is now. Submit yourself. Resist the devil, and he will leave you. Will you do that today? Will you do that today?